going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
This is a segment where we take several minutes to pretend there's no FCC and we just clear the air. Let's get the elephant out of the room this Friday morning. 585-252-9800 if you got a hot take or unpopular opinion like our girl Heather this morning, who wrote in first and says it makes no sense that casual jobs like retail or fast food still require interviews. Really? I need an interview to flip burgers or fold clothes? It's so funny there. I said it. Really? Yes, Heather, you need an interview. Do you not have the internet?
Also,
do you see some of these idiots making your food? Let's piss in the chili. It's going to be funny. Like, give me a break.
I mean, I don't know if you can spot that in an interview, but yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm just saying, I'm pissed.
He goes, screw you, Heather. I'm like, wow, Friday vibes are high.
Who else is here?
This person says, they did not tag their name, and I respect it, honestly. This might be in the minority, but I am with Breezy with her hatred for showering. They're not relaxing, they're not fun, and I don't feel better after doing them. There, I said it.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's just weird.
I know.
Just shower.
Whatever.
That's going to be sexy when you meet someone on a first date.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
What are some things you enjoy? What are some things you don't like? First of all, I do not shower. I hate it.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
What if we actually did that, though? What if we actually went on dates and led with our misfortunes?
Well, you do that
all
now.
Be single.
Yeah, you do that much now that you're older, you know? What are some of your traumas?
Fully. Mine for today is this. I think that we overuse and misuse the word brave. You're not brave for posting an unfiltered picture of yourself on Instagram. There, I said it. You're not brave for not covering up your acne scars. There, you're so brave.
You're not. You know what's brave?
You're so brave. Going front lines. Free.
Yes.
In war. That's brave. It's so brave
of you.
You're
so brave to cry on Instagram. Like, you're enough with the bravery. All right. If that's brave, I don't want to be brave. Okay.
All right, who's
and there I said it.
There's no name here, but they said putting a fart exhaust on your Toyota Corolla doesn't make it appealing. It's still a Toyota, you child, and no woman wants to sleep with you. There I said it.
Someone's got a strong opinion.
They're pissed.
What if it was a Toyota Corolla, but it was all electric? Would you sleep with him then because it was quiet?
And they're saving the planet.
Yeah, that's attractive.
That's hot.
So why is he putting an exhaust on it?
That's these are the hard-hitting questions, Joe.
You're always one step ahead, buddy. That's why we love
you.
Listen, you'd be surprised. When I got my first car, it's the first thing I did was put a big chrome exhaust on the back of it, and it was a Chevy Blazer.
Yeah, but that still has an engine.
I understand.
Yeah. Speaking of being one step ahead, you said you've had your... There, I said it's locked and loaded for like 3 days now. So go ahead with yours. Thank you very much.
If you're working for a company or if you're sending a few sentences via text, you need to use punctuation and capitalization.
No, you don't.
I can't keep reading blocks of text in all lowercase with no punctuation.
This is a personal attack on us.
I need to see where one thought ends and the next one begins, okay?
Who's us? This is a you thing. I agree with him.
This is me calling out the guy who does maintenance at my apartment complex because he doesn't know what the hell a period is.
Tell me you're triggered without telling me you're triggered.
You know what's really unprofessional? The people who send an email that it's supposed to come off professional, but they use nothing but exclamation points.
That's literally me.
And purple text.
That's
literally me.
Amy,
I just won't send the email.
Let's go over to Amy.
Screw you guys.
Hot take this morning. Parking in a expectant mother parking space for a couple minutes to run into the store is not the end of the world, especially if you're only like 4 to 5 months pregnant. People need to chill there. I said it. Yeah, but these spaces are intended to make it easier for pregnant individuals, Amy. Right? That's what it is. Not because you want to run in really quick to purchase a case of cigs.
The expected mother's parking is like a dime a dozen. Like they're not, well, I guess that's the wrong phrase, but they're not everywhere. They're not.
That's why when you have one, like at Wegmans and there's one left, you should just save it for the person who needs it.
Right.
It's not like using a handicap stall in the bathroom because we all do that.
Why?
It's different.
Why is it that we are so inclined to use a handicap stall, but we would be literally cut out at the knees if we parked in a handicapped space? There's no difference in my opinion.
Yes, there is, because the chances of you using that stall and then someone rolling in there with a wheelchair is slim. Yeah, it happened to me. It did happen to me one time.
So here's the thing. Also, if you're in the bathroom, you're there for what, 10 minutes? If you're in the parking spot,
depends
who knows how long
I
you're
ate
there.
That day, to be honest.
10 minutes? What are you doing in there? Takes me like 2.5.
I know. I'm saying the long stretch is 10.
Let's go over to Dan. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, buddy. I said it once and I will continue to say it. The most successful people in the world are the ones who are homeschooled. There, I said it.
Oh, sorry.
Homeschool your kids. They will make better employees. Okay.
Will they?
No, they have no social skills.
I was going to say, they're often not adjusted to society.
I dated a homeschool girl once. Weird.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
How long did I date her?
Yeah.
How long was she homeschooled? 2 years.
That worked out. That's a long relationship.
Didn't work out. We're
didn't
not
work
together.
Out.
Anything after 6 months is working out.
I mean, she cheated on me, so it didn't work out.
I don't want to go into your trauma again.
No, let's unpack that. this person says, I hate when people can't stay in their own lane while driving. Also, my boss is a beep. There, I said it. Yeah. All right.
You tell
Julio.
I don't think I could ever date a woman who doesn't read, you guys. Like, it screams, I'm a child and I hate books. And we all know knowledge is power. So
you're saying this is yours?
Yeah.
You can't read.
What?
We all can't read.
That's why he needs a woman who can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS. seasons. Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.